This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees were down 3-0 in the best of 7 series in the World Series to the Dodgers. They finally won last night, and I know the reason why. It was because of a local hero by the name of Josh Allen. He was in attendance.
Yeah.
Pumping up the Yankees, and they won. So they play again tonight. I think they want Josh Allen to be there tonight. I don't know if his schedule permits it, though.
It doesn't. Trust me. Josh Allen, I guess, every year is known for his Halloween parties. So he somehow made it work with his couple days off this week to have his massive Halloween party and make it to the Yankees game.
So they were up in Seattle on Sunday. They got on a plane.
Monday night, he hosted a huge circus-themed Halloween party with everybody from the team. They all brought their kids and their wives, and it was called Josh and Haley's Circus Party. So her name was in it. She was there. They were both dressed in their, like, you know, long red coats.
Ringmaster costumes.
And they were had microphones, and they were leading the whole thing. He was giving out prizes. It was fun. It was crazy. They had, like, a circus-themed drink menu that had alcoholic and, of course, virgin drinks. And then he got up the next day and headed to New York for the Yankees game. To Brooklyn, right?
Yeah. No, Bronx.
Bronx.
Nonstop Josh. Look at this guy. Sunday football game, Monday circus, Halloween theme party. Tuesday helps the Yankees win the World Series by being in the stadium. He brought them luck.
Like, something tells me he didn't have to clean up. Like, obviously, he's hired someone to clean up after that massive party because he was like, gotta go, left the house.
And Josh, please get a better party planner because our invitations were somehow lost.
I don't know where mine went. I don't know.
I might talk to my mailman about that,
too. I had my circus outfit all ready, too.
What would you go as? The lioness? Or
a clown. Oh. It's a circus theme. Hello.
There you go.
Red on nose. Roller skates.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Red nose, roller skates. There it is. I can't wait to see you trick-or-treating tomorrow night. 92.5 WBEE if you listen for at least an hour. And many B listeners start listening to us through the old school radio, through the speakers, driving to work. But they don't get to work because of, you know, you can't blast the radio like you used to. They have it on the free Odyssey app. They're streaming at work. So thank you so much. It could score you $5,000. We've got one daily winner every day, $5,000. It could be you. We're here to help at your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bone, producer Hope. You need hope. You need some help simplifying, huh? Is that where you're trying to go in your life?
Who, me?
Yes.
I want to change a lot of things. I am always seeking to improve myself and my family, and our mental well-being. So last night, it was FBI night, so I should have known better. But Steve and I were watching FBI. And during a commercial break, I go, oh, by the way, honey, I'm going to start getting rid of some of this clutter. You're going to see things disappear. I would like for us to live a minimalist lifestyle.
Now, how's that going to work when Steve saves every possible thing in existence that means something to him? And everything is in Tupperware, Rubbermaid containers, sealed away so everything maintains in pristine condition. Like, half of your house, even when all of your kids are gone, is going to be filled with all of Steve's things from his childhood.
Right. So I'm going to have to pick a corner of somewhere that we don't see all the time for his junk because he loves that stuff. I can't change him. I can't ask him to change.
What are you going
to
get rid of then?
I love him the way. I'm thinking, okay, I've got a lot of knickknacks. They got to go. I have like teacups and pictures and I don't know, salt lamps and regular things, and only the stuff that we need, the stuff that we sit on, the blankets that we use, and a lamp to look, and all the rest of it needs to go.
Okay. But that stuff brings you joy. You love your Bridgerton. You love your teacups.
I love my Bridgerton. I love my teacups. But is it giving me the peace of mind that I need? Is it causing chaos in my house and in my brain? It's supposed to help you focus and give it. I don't know. People say they're much happier. I'm just looking to be happier. Well, I'm looking for my kids to be happy, looking for my husband to be happy. And if it just means four walls and a couch.
Sounds like you're looking for self-help.
Oh, I'm obsessed with self-help. You guys know this. How many mornings have I walked in here? I have a problem with self-help. A big problem. And I always have. I've always had a big problem. It started with the very first Barnes & Noble I walked into. Self-help section. Bought 3 books. Ordered books. Books, books, books. Then the products start coming at me on my Facebook page.
Oh, they do to all of us. We're all getting hit up with products.
It's like they know exactly. I haven't even Googled it, but they know.
So you have self-help clutter in your house? That's what you're trying to get rid of? Has it helped you at all, these self-help products?
No.
Oh.
No. None of them. Not a one.
What do you get it for? To be in shape, for diets, to learn a language, to mental health.
Okay, what are all these self-helps? Okay. Perimenopause. I'm going to buy the book. Oh, then I'm going to get these supplements. Okay, well, the supplements don't work. They just make me feel kind of weird. Okay, I'm going to get some of the, you know, the other things that are being offered to me. Oh, an app. I can't tell you the thousands of dollars I've spent on stupid apps.
So has any of these self-help products helped you?
Have you given them all the good old college try where you're doing it consistently enough to see results, or do you do it one day and you're like, ah, it didn't work?
No, I give it a try. I mean, how long's a try?
I'd be like 6 to 8 weeks.
Usually 30 days. I'll give it 30 days. If you don't have me in 30 days, it's not working. I just got taken. I got taken again, taken for a ride. I got sold the snake oil.
Are you like TJ? Is she alone? Self-help has never self-helped her. All these products.
It seems the older I get, the more of a sucker I'm becoming.
You're just buying to buy.
Because I am desperately looking for answers of things that are ailing me.
All right, maybe you could help us. 585-252-WBEE. You know, 252-9233. Call or text. What self-help products have really helped you? Have really helped you that might help TJ? She buys them because she's excited about it, but doesn't really go through, and now she's trying to declutter and get rid of it all. You want some self-help, use stuff, she's got it. Is TJ alone, or are you feeling what she's feeling, that clutter pain in her house? She wants to clean it out, and mainly it's cleaning out all these self-help things she keeps buying to help herself, but all it's doing is taking up room. It's not helping her.
This texter said, TJ, you are not alone. After I turned 50, I was on a quest for the Fountain of Youth, so I fell victim to all of the self-help products that were out there. You name it. Books, makeup, exercise routines, vitamin supplements. I tried it all.
Oh, man. Yeah. Probiotics, prebiotics. And then you buy the self-help books, and then they suggest their own line of supplements. And then it's pretty bad when you're in a supplement store, and they're like, wait, what are you looking for? And I don't even know what it's called, but I read it in a book, and they're like, nah. Okay.
I'm just chasing the fountain of youth.
Maybe. You guys have watched me. I put like mushroom powder in my coffee because why?
They say it's good for you.
Because
but
I
is
fell
it?
For it.
You fell for it. Okay. There you go. Another donut slide texter here. Our goal is to fill up our garage tote every week. Less junk for the kids to go through. That's from Chris with a K. She says, I think I read it in a self-help article.
Yeah. Self-help, we're all, and you're lying to yourself if you think that you're not in some way always looking for a way to improve yourself. It's just when you get a little bit older and it hits you over the head, those folks my age, we tend to look a little bit deeper. I just think we fall sucker for things.
All right. How about is there something self-help that really helped you? Please help us, TJ, and it's a lot of self-help products. You're chasing that fountain of youth. You're just ready to get rid of it all. None of it's really helped you.
No. And it's hard to say, like, out loud, especially to everybody in the room and everybody in Rochester. But yeah, I mean, I'm always on a quest to feel better. Okay. And I fall for every, I don't think I'm a gullible person, but I fall for everything that's advertised to me that's going to promise me something. I'm like, what if I don't try it and it really does work? All right, I'm going to try it.
You're not alone. I was looking at some products that hit my social, and my wife goes, whoa, let's review. And then she went to Amazon review, and she's like, look at 1-star, scam, yeah. Don't do it. I go, okay, thanks. So she is my
voice of reason.
Yes, yes, because I'm weak too to certain products.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to learn Spanish, so I got that app, mm-hmm. did it for a couple weeks, and then it just kind of drifted right. off. And I'm like, why didn't I keep doing it? I really want to learn another language. Okay, maybe I'll try another language. So I got the Italian version. Yeah. Still sitting right. there on my apps there. I'm not using it. So it's our fault. We need self-help for the self-help products. Have you ever bought anything, Hope, that you meant it to help you, but you never used it?
Yeah, my chiropractor was yelling at me for how bad my posture was. So I got one of those like harnesses that are supposed to beep when your shoulders are hunched over so that it'll remind you to correct your posture. I don't think I ever put it on my body.
I've got one of those in my house somewhere.
They're still
I'm not
in
kidding.
Boxes, huh?
Yeah, still in boxes.
All right, both of you sit up straight right now.
Okay.
Right now. I'm serious.
I've always
self-help.
Slouched.
I'm helping. I'm okay. Hope did. TJ is still shoulders forward.
On our Facebook page, we asked folks, and this LK, I'm with you. She said, I got a Yoga Collective app. I got a good price for on it, and I do it every day. They got great customer service, too. Oh, yeah, I fell for the apps. I'm glad you're using it, and it's working for you, though. I bought a Somatic Yoga, and it's supposed to improve my energy level and my state of mind, and life is just supposed to be awesome after this. And I did it, and I was like, I don't feel good. Like, this...
So you never did it
again?
It's
not doing what I promised me to do. And then, like you, I just, you know, it kind of faded away. And, well, okay. I probably already read something different and ordered something new for a self-help.
Let us know what self-help really helped you. 585-252-WBEE. Call or text on our Facebook. Jeff says, Donuts to Light. That is his self-help, and it helps him. Roger says, Harley Davidson. Because he likes that fresh air therapy. That's what he goes.
Yeah.
He goes for those rides. Many say horse rides.
I've heard a lot about that. Our good friends.
Dan from before last call. Horses helping heroes. Yes.
TJ, do you think you could put a horse on the swamp? Do you think your town would allow it?
Probably not. But what they don't know won't hurt them. We got a pretty big shed out back.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I've tried everything else.
Or let's go baby steps. How about one of those in the grocery store horse rides costs a little quarter for the ride?
Okay.
Maybe you need that on the patio.
That, you know what?
You don't have one on a stick from your kids?
That's probably what would come in the mail if I ordered a horse. Like, that's what seems to happen. They're going to promise me a real horse, and all of a sudden it shows up, and it's a stick horse.
Well, that's easy to maintain, that's for sure. Self-help that really helped you. Becky says, a second husband. Okay.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm sure Steve will understand.
Yeah.
I just need a couple of you, honey. Just let me try this for 30 days. I hear it might work.
You're not alone. We all need a little help.
Good morning, Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Self-help. The products, have you bought it? Has it really helped you? Mm. And TJ and I both agree, and many of the B family of listeners are chiming in saying,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we buy the products and we don't do it long enough. Hope, you were saying you got to change habits about 6 to 8 weeks of doing something different before the click in. So we're probably all not giving it enough time.
Sure.
But what are you really trying to help yourself with? Maybe we can just help you.
I think it all comes down to one thing. I think the skin and the weight gain and everything I'm trying to treat comes down to one thing. It's always being tired.
Tired.
Like you sleep and then why am I always fatigued? It's annoying. It makes me want to punch myself.
Well, no
like
punching.
I go on and on and on and I just drink more coffee or I drink the Celsius or I drink more water and everything that they tell you to do. But it's like, man, I'm like, forget where I'm driving sometimes. I'm so tired.
You are not alone. You said I'm tired, so I drink more coffee. I'm a caffeine junkie. Yeah. I'm 4 cups a day, sometimes up to 6. And as we were discussing this subject off the air, I actually looked up ways to help fatigue. It says limit caffeine.
Stop
coffee. And I go, wait a second. Have I been doing it wrong all along? I thought that should help me. You think it should help you. Has anyone given up caffeine, given up coffee, and actually had more energy? Please let us know. Because to me, I'm thinking the wrong way like you are. I thought it was helping. I mean, I enjoy coffee.
And that's fine. Like, I'm okay in the morning, but then like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, then it's 6 p.m. And all of a sudden I'm like, man, I have been rolling this world tired for too much of today. I'm missing out on life. I want to have a lot of energy. I want to enjoy my family. Meanwhile, it just feels like I'm going through the motions because I'm so stinking tired all the time. And it's stupid. So that's why I fall for gimmicky stuff that says it's going to promise to make me feel better.
Well, are you ready for another gimmick?
No!
When I was in college, we talked about the Google sleep pods. Like Google, the company, has these sleep pods where you sleep in it for 15 minutes. It's supposed to give you an 8-hour amount of rest.
What?
Okay, so let's put it in layman's term. Take a nap?
Yeah, but it's in this special machine that will make you more rested. You're getting rid of all of your stuff. You're going to have so much room for a Google sleep pod.
I'm not buying a pod. Well, I don't know.
Have you set up your cold plunge that you bought Steve? Because I'm pretty sure cold water is supposed to wake you up too.
Oh, that's in a box too. That's another self-help product still in a box.
And now it's cold enough outside that it's not even like you have to worry about, well, the water's going to be warm anyways because it's 90 degrees out. The water's going to stay cold now.
All this is right. Yeah. You guys are all right. So if I can't afford a Google pod, what do I do?
You know what? Think back to that age where you had your most energy.
Yeah.
Think back to it. What do you think it was?
My late 20s.
Okay, late 20s. What was the funnest thing you liked to do? Maybe start repeating your 20s. What was your fun activity then?
Everything was fun because I had so much energy.
Okay, but think about it. Let's think about that. You know, I'm not a therapist. I play one on the radio here. I'm just making this up as I go. So your 20s, what did you do in your 20s that you really loved that kept you moving? What activity? Maybe bring that back. And if you agree or disagree on my therapy session here, let me know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.